AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Sarah Brady, who became an activist for gun control after her husband James was shot in the head during the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan, has died. Relatives say Brady died today of pneumonia. She was 73. Condolences for Kenya.
The president says he and the first lady share in the world's horror over the attack by gunmen of the Al-Qaeda offshoot Al-Shabaab. Many of the dead at Garissa University College were students. All, he says, were brutally and brazenly massacred. Obama has telephoned Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta with condolences, and in a written statement he says he knows firsthand the resilience of the Kenyan people, who will grieve but not be deterred. Aides say Obama also will not be deterred from plans for a July visit to the land of his father's birth. Mark Smith at the White House.
Madison County, Kentucky is awash with floodwaters. So is the Louisville area, where more than 6 inches of rain fell overnight. Kevin Mansfield says Jefferson County is a mess.
Just about everywhere that has a flood zone is flooded. And sewages are stopped up.
Lewis Jordan, a South Carolina sailor who survived 66 days on his damaged sailboat in the Atlantic before being rescued yesterday and brought ashore, has gone home with his parents for Easter. Ryan Wuffelscad was looking out the window of his office building today in Dallas when he saw a big crane fall into the Museum of Art. Ryan told KDFW a truck was still attached to the crane.
As it went, you could just see, I saw the guy crawl down, so I saw him crawl from the seat. It looked like he kind of jungle gymmed down after it crashed, and then everyone was just standing around being like, well, what are we supposed to do now?
The crane operator was taken to a hospital. This is AP Radio News. Chevy and Ford move over. A German microcar could soon carry some of New York's finest.
NYPD officers driving smart cars, it could happen.
In the city, small is the new big.
Annetta Winkler, who runs Smart, mentioned at the New York Auto Show that the police are testing out the Mercedes-Benz two-seaters. Heiko Schmidt, the Smart brand manager for Mercedes USA, says they're being eyed as possible replacements for the three-wheel cars the traffic division uses to patrol parks.
They can park everywhere. They're very nimble, very quick to get around. So we think it's a perfect car for that purpose.
It wouldn't be the first police department to embrace the micro cars. You can see them on the streets in Birmingham, Alabama. Warren Levinson, New York.
A 17-year-old boy police in New York City were trying to arrest last night for allegedly smoking marijuana with other kids on a rooftop fell 6 stories off the building. He was critically hurt. A 14-year-old companion grabbed the boy's shirt but couldn't hold on. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.